Hello, hello.
Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and good morning. Broadcasting live from the newly anointed WMGNA headquarters in Farmington, Connecticut, I'm Daniel J. Friedman, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Today, we are excited to have Clay Caron from Health Insurance Resources, and as always, with me, my faithful producer, Melody Simpson.
Hi,
Clay, good morning. Why don't you get us started? Tell us a little about Clay Caron and Health Insurance Resources.
Oh, yeah, good morning, Daniel, and thanks for having me on the show as a guest today. So, Health Insurance Resources is an independent health insurance brokerage here in Connecticut, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1989, and we specialize in health insurance products. So Medicare, this Obamacare, the Affordable Care plans, we specialize in all that type of insurance. And today I'm here to talk about Medicare, and I'm excited to do so.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, letting everyone know it's the same call-in number, 646-668-8397. If you have any questions, call in. We can take those questions as they come in again, 646-668-8397. Clay, why don't we start off with just Medicare Part A and B?
Definitely. That's a great place to start, Daniel. And I don't want to focus on Part A too much, other than the fact that it's given to most individuals at no cost. And basically, it covers your room and board while you're in the hospital or a skilled nursing facility. And that's pretty much all we need to know about Part A. Anything else that Medicare deems medically necessary would fall under Part B. This includes, office visits to your doctors, surgeries, anesthesiologists, et cetera. And it's important for our listeners today to learn a little bit more about Part B because the timing of your enrollment and the cost associated with that are crucial to calculating the cost of your health coverage. So in order to enroll into any Medicare plan, individuals must also enroll into Medicare Part B. Pretty much the only instance where a person who's Medicare eligible wouldn't elect to take Part B is if they remain on their employer's benefits and it remains their primary insurance. In that case, they wouldn't need to pay into Part B. Other than that, anybody on Medicare needs to. All right.
So the big part of the reason that we're doing it now is that Medicare has its open enrollment period. So
right.
Folks who are either going to, who have turned 65, they can enroll at any time. That how does that work? So if I were to have turned 65 in July instead mm-hmm. of 51, and I wasn't working at that time, what would be the process for me to enroll?
Right, that's a great question. So somebody who's turning 65 is given a seven-month window where they can enroll into Part B without penalty. And this seven-month window begins 3 months prior to the month that you turn 65. It includes the month that you turn 65 and is continued for 3 months thereafter. So if you don't have employer benefits or you don't have any other creditable coverage, if you don't enroll within that seven-month window, you're subject to a penalty. Now, anybody who's working past the age of 65 and wants to come off of their employer benefits, they're allowed to do so at any time, and that person is granted an eight-month period to enroll in Part B without penalty.
Okay. All right. Now, how do I know what my Medicare premiums are going to be?
Right. So that's
what
actually,
is that based on? So I turned 65 in July.
Mm-hmm.
I've left my employer. I'm going to be ending the employer coverage because now it's all on my cost if I want to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Medicare might be a better deal. How much am I going to, and how do I figure out what my premiums are going to be, and what is that based upon?
Right, definitely. And that's actually a question that's caused a lot of controversy going into 2016, because for only about the third time in 40 years, Social Security benefits didn't increase, but the Medicare Part B premiums actually did. So that's the reason why, you know, people are a little upset, because they're not getting more money, but they have to pay more for Medicare. So anybody who's currently paying the Medicare Part B premium, the standard premium of $104.90, and collecting Social Security benefits, will continue to pay that rate. They'll basically be grandfathered in, held harmless is the term that Medicare uses.
A married couple, each of them married, filing joint, each of them to pay 104, what would their income have to be, their adjusted gross income, that bottom line on the, lack of a better term, on the first page of their 1040?
And I'll go through all the tiers right now. And that 104.90 that I mentioned was the 2015 standard rate. And like I said, only people that collect Social Security and are paying that rate now will continue to pay that. Anybody in 2016 who's a single person whose income is under $85,000 or a couple whose income is under $170,000 will pay $121.80 for their Medicare Part B premium.
So what was that again? $85,000 adjusted gross income
for an individual and $170,000 for a couple.
Now, what is that if you turn 65 in 2016, then is it the, if I turn 65 at the beginning of the year, what is that, what tax return is that based on, my 2015 return?
It would actually be based on your 2014 return. And they go back and they check that out to make sure that you're within that. And it's pretty much automatic, you know, whatever you filed on your 14, that's what your Part B premium will reflect for 2016.
Okay, so what is the, so for folks that are turning 65 next year, there's not an opportunity to do any tax planning. For folks who are turning 65 in 2017, it's the 2015 tax return, Clay, that's what you're saying, that will determine what tier of income. Okay, so after the 85 and what'd you say,
170 for a couple.
The 170. What's the next income tier?
So the next tier for an individual between 85 and 107,000, or for a couple between 170,000 and 214,000, they would pay $170.50. Now, the next tier above that is an individual under 160,000 and a couple under 320,000, and the Part B premium for them would be $243.60. The next tier is an individual under 214,000 or a couple under 428,000, and their Part B premium would be $316.70. And then the last tier is any individual making above 214,000 or a couple making above 428,000 would pay $389.80 for their Part B. And that's the highest tier.
Right. Okay, so there is a component now where if you're brushing up against one of those spillovers, one of the higher brackets, that you may want to think about. And this also goes for existing people on Medicare. Your Medicare premiums change every year based upon the,
that's correct,
the most recent tax return that they use. Again, for your 2015 Medicare premium, it was based on your 2013 tax return, because
correct,
it's not filed till the filing date isn't until part of that of the 2014 return would be filed partly, is filed in 2015. So folks who are out there who are close to those brackets, of course, contact the tax advisor before you make any any tax changes to your income. There may be some unintended consequences where you save something on your Medicare premium, but you lose out on something else. That there is a tax planning component to the Medicare premiums.
Oh, definitely. You know, if you're right on the cusp of one of those income brackets and you can get right below it, you know, that could save you a lot of money per year. You know, these Part B premiums are monthly costs. So,
right,
between the first two brackets, that's $50 a month right there. So, you know, that's a pretty good savings for the year.
Okay. All right. Why don't we move along? Time flies when you're having Medicare fun. So there's a lot of advertising going on, particularly right now during open enrollment. Okay, mm-hmm. Understandable. And I see a lot of ads promoting Advantage plans.
Right.
Now,
yeah,
Advantage plans versus traditional Medicare supplements.
Right.
What are the benefits of the Advantage plans, and what are some of the benefits of going with supplements?
Right, and you know, it's important to mention that there's not one particular plan that's best for everybody. It's all based on each individual person's situation. We have plenty of clients enrolled in Advantage plans. We have plenty of clients enrolled in supplements. We even have husband and wives that are in different types of plans. So basically before 2006, your supplement was your only option for Medicare insurance. So traditionally, you know, a consumer purchases a supplement, covers the gaps left over by Medicare Part A and Part B, and then they're also required to pick up a Part D, as in David, prescription drug plan. Now, just briefly, the supplemental plan that covers everything 100%, where you just pay a premium each month and you never have any co-pays or co-insurance, is called a Plan F. And the lowest rate in the state of Connecticut for that is about $220 per month. You know, you add a drug plan, which averages.
Now, is that on top of the Medicare Part B?
It is. Good point. So whether you have an Advantage plan or a supplement, that Part B premium doesn't change. So you give that money to Medicare each month, and then on top of that, you either go out and get an Advantage plan or a supplement.
Okay.
So, you know, when you're looking at it, if you had the Plan F for $220 and then a drug plan for another $30, with the Part B premium, you're looking at, you know, about $400 per month.
Right.
Now, Advantage plans, which you alluded to, you've been seeing a lot of advertisements for these recently. They're kind of the new trend in health insurance. You know, nowadays you have people that are staying healthier, they're living longer, and in general, they're just more aware of their overall health, and they're taking more of a natural approach. And for that type of person, an Advantage plan is a great opportunity to save a lot of money. So basically how it works is, instead of giving the insurance company the money up front in premium, and then if you don't use it, you basically lose it, Advantage plans are offered at very low premiums, some as low as $0 per month. And it's sort of a pay as you go.
$0 per month, so it would just be my Medicare Part B premium would be all that I have to pay.
Correct. And that would
go to the Advantage plan, if you will.
That's correct. These Advantage plans, basically, they replace original Medicare. They're still Medicare plans, and they must cover everything that Medicare would ordinarily cover under original Medicare. But you're right, they subsidize these plans, so now the claims go directly to the insurance company. Medicare doesn't pay on anything, and the insurance company, you know, comes up with a copay structure where, you know, as you use services, you have a copay for each one. So, you know, if they can offer a competitive product, then Medicare says, hey, you know, we're saving money, we're helping subsidize it, and it's the best of both worlds for everybody.
So now on these Advantage plans, they all have to follow the rules of Medicare on benefits, correct?
That is correct.
So it's a cost issue, not a coverage issue. One Advantage plan doesn't offer better coverage per se, but
right,
they
that's,
may
that's
offer
correct.
Coverages at different costs.
Right. I tell people your coverage is the same. You know, it's not like if you have an Advantage plan, you know, a certain procedure will be denied or not covered. If Medicare would ordinarily cover it, the Advantage plan is obligated to cover it. It's just the way in that you pay for it. You know, the supplement you pay up front, and, you know, a lot of people come to me and say, hey, you know, I paid $200 for my supplement, and it only paid out, like, $100 in benefits for me. You know, why do I have this plan? And the reason is that, you know, if it needed to pay, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, it would have. That person might be a good candidate for an Advantage plan. You know, if you're just going for your routine things, you know, all preventive tests under Advantage plans are zero copay because they want you to go for those things each year. And then, you know, if you just have a couple doctor visits a year, you know, you pay a couple copays, and you probably saved a couple thousand dollars over having a supplemental plan. Now, I will say that with these Advantage plans, most of them have networks of doctors. So in addition to accepting Medicare, the doctor must also accept the Advantage plan that you're in. So that's one, I don't know if you want to call it a barrier, because most doctors do accept these plans. And like I said, they're kind of the new trend in Medicare. But with a supplement, you have the freedom to go to any doctor that takes Medicare across the entire United States. With an Advantage plan, you have to make sure that they're in the plan's network in order to see them.
All right, excellent, excellent. One thing on the Advantage plans then, that also will cover your prescription drugs?
That's correct. That's a great point.
Would that be something that you know, what we've seen when we've been working with folks like you and going over is that the Advantage plans, while they all cover, they all have to provide the same coverages, some of them are far more costly for certain drugs as opposed to other plans which may be you know, significantly less cost if you're not using those drugs. So how do you navigate that? Because that is something that typically folks on Medicare, there's a lot of prescriptions going out.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And real quickly, I will say that, you know, with the supplement, I get a lot of people that say, you know, I don't take any medications. I don't need a Part D prescription plan. And like you said, those standalone prescription plans will likely have lower copays than the ones associated with the Advantage plans. Because remember, with the Advantage plans, you get that drug coverage at no extra cost. With the supplemental route, you know, you have to pay for a prescription plan. So, you know, the money does kind of all work out in the end. But to my point, where somebody who doesn't take medications, let's say, you know, they want to enroll in a supplement and they say, no, you know, I don't take any medications. I don't need a prescription drug plan. That's fine. And they won't be penalized until they come to need a prescription plan later in the future. They'll actually be penalized each month that they were eligible to have a Part D plan and didn't have one. So,
right.
You know, that gets added to their monthly premium, and that can be, you know, a pretty big cost. So the Advantage plan, one of the nice things is that person who doesn't take medications fulfills that requirement of having a drug plan in place at no extra cost. So, you know, they don't have to pay anything extra for it, and then they won't face a penalty later in life if they do need a prescription plan.
Okay, well, moving right along. It's excellent stuff. Of course, the devil's in the details, and that's what's great about the open enrollment, is every year you get to reevaluate where you are as far as costs and coverages on these plans. You're not locked in. One thing that does come up a lot that we see with a lot of folks is the question as to what coverage do I get, and unfortunately, more and more folks with the Parkinson's, with the Alzheimer's, dementia, are those considered coverable illnesses?
So they are coverable. you know, whether you have a supplement or an advantage plan, you know, somebody with those types of conditions, I would probably recommend a supplement to, because if you have an advantage plan and you're going for, you know, vigorous treatments and you're monitoring those things on a monthly basis, the copays under an advantage plan would definitely add up. So with a they're both covered, you know, under an advantage plan or a supplement. Now, with that, I will say that long-term care, which is classified as custodial care, is not covered by Medicare at all, no matter what insurance you have. It's you know, it's the difference between something that's recoverable from, like a knee replacement, that's coverable. You know, you go to a skilled nursing facility, it gets paid for under Medicare because that's something that you can come back to full health from. When somebody has something like Alzheimer's or dementia, and they need assistance with doing the activities of daily living, that's referred to as custodial care, and that's not covered by Medicare. Someone would need to have a separate long-term care policy in place or something of that nature to cover costs on like that.
All right, right. Just for clarification then, we got that. One of the other things on the Advantage plans that we also have seen quite frequently is that, say, folks are residents of Connecticut, but they woke up this morning and they said, phew, I don't have to. I'm going to, after Thanksgiving, or we're going to spend Christmas at the family compound in Coral Gables or out near our president and CFO in Delray Beach. Beautiful time of year to be down there, right? How does the Advantage plan and or supplements work if you're, quote unquote, out of network, right? Because if I got an Advantage plan and I have to use the United Healthcare doctors here in Connecticut, I don't know how many of them are going to be on the list or what doctors are on the list in Florida.
Right. So with a supplement, it's easy. You can go to any doctor that takes original Medicare, you know, anywhere in the country. As you mentioned, with an Advantage plan, you're limited to a network of doctors. And what a lot of these companies do is they put a travel advantage benefit in their plan. So basically, it's designed for snowbirds, because a lot of people, especially in the Northeast, will go down to, like, Florida for the winter to stay warm. I can't blame them.
Is there a cost or a limitation on benefit for that, Clef?
There is no cost. It's built into the plan, and basically you just let your carrier know that, you know, you're going down to Florida or wherever it may be for however long you're going to be there, and your network essentially switches to that state's network. So
What if I forget to notify my carrier and I have a little fender bender, or slip on the slippery sand down on the beach and twist my ankle?
Right. So, yeah, definitely. You know, with these Advantage plans, you're covered on an emergency basis worldwide. So the key word with an Advantage plan is planned care. All of your planned care must take place within the service area.
Even if you tell them that you're going to be out of network?
No, if you tell them that you're going down there for a few months, you get your network switched down there. So then you can go plan a doctor's appointment, you can plan a surgery, whatever.
As long as you're notified and you plan this stuff out, it will pretty much, the Advantage plan will follow you and you'll have whatever network is similar through the carrier that you have in any part of the country.
Correct.
Okay. All right. We will move along. So that was one of the questions, and we hear, you hear a lot of, well, the Advantage plan won't cover you if you're down in Florida. There's a lot of myths and half truths. So to be clear, your Advantage plan, if you plan it properly and let your insurance company know, or have your agent, let the insurance company know. It will follow you to Florida or Arizona or, you know, Beverly Hills. That's where I want to be. But all right. Mm-hmm. To finish up here, again, a lot of information is out there. Some of it is good and some of it is not accurate. Are there any state subsidies available in Connecticut for individuals to get help with their Medicare premiums?
Yes, definitely. And that's probably the thing that I'm most excited to talk about, and it's something that helps my clients a great deal. And that's called the Medicare Savings Program. And it's listed in the Medicare and You book that everybody gets every year, but you know, in order to read that, you basically have to be an insurance agent or be in the industry to interpret the language in there. So a lot of people miss out on this Medicare Savings Program, which isn't Medicaid. It's not welfare, which, you know, people commonly confuse it with. All it is a savings program to help people on Medicare pay for their Medicare costs. And it's something that's
something awesome. And again, for time, we won't get into the income brackets here, but it's not something that's proactively given to you. You have to seek it out, is what you're saying.
Right. You have to physically apply for it, and that's something
okay.
that we help our clients with. And just an important note on it is it's only based on income. So you can have all the assets in the world. A lot of our clients who I'd consider upper middle class, you know, they might have a big house and fancy cars, but they're living on their Social Security checks and maybe a small pension because they're retired. So,
right. They don't have a big cash flow need. Everything's paid for and whatever. Right. And it's based on income. And if you've got a bunch of money in the bank and it's making no interest and you're just taking it out, then there's no income.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Okay. It's got to be, again, it's based on your tax return. All right. That's an excellent thing. All right. This goes into the last thing that we want to cover here, Clay, is that are there any additional costs associated working with a professional like yourself to make sure you qualify for any tax subsidies and benefits that may be coming your way? And bigger picture, to make sure that the coverages match up to your specific circumstance.
Right, and that's a common misconception amongst consumers. A lot of people think by using a broker, you know, there's going to be a hidden cost or they're going to pay a higher rate for their insurance, and that is 100% untrue. Brokers aren't allowed to charge clients for their services. So, you know, myself, all my services come to my clients at no cost. And the benefit you have by using a broker, especially an independent broker like myself who can represent various companies, is that, you know, we keep in touch with our clients every year. We stay on top of things because rates go up, plans change, people's health changes. And if you're not working with an independent broker, you know, you'll undoubtedly end up paying more than you should. And, you know, these state subsidy programs that we help our clients with, not anything that we make a commission on per se. It's just something that we know about because we're in the industry, and it helps out a great deal of our clients, and that's our main goal. So,
okay, well, there's the 90 seconds. excellent stuff. We could go on for there's a bunch more stuff to talk about on healthcare in general. You read the newspaper. Or online, I still read the newspaper, United Healthcare now, not being all kinds of stuff. But Clay, this was excellent. If anyone has any questions, email me, Daniel at WMGNA. Clay, how would someone get in touch with you?
Yeah, my personal email is clay.karen21@gmail.com. Or our office number, which is probably the best way to contact us, is 203-744-3705. And we're located in Connecticut. We have offices in Bethel and Bridgeport, but we serve all of Connecticut. So.
All right. Excellent stuff, Clay. Have a healthy and wealthy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
All right. Thank you again for having me on the show, Daniel, and same for you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care.